Right now at 7 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, the video that San Jose Police Chief wants you to see. An officer named in the latest scandal being escorted out the door. Good evening. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. KPIX5's Kit Doe reports as the department deals with another black guy, it's trying to make clear that it's cleaning house.
San Jose police now in full damage control mode after a rough couple of weeks being rocked by scandal after scandal. This latest one involves an officer who has now been arrested and charged with masturbating in front of two adult women while on duty in uniform.
We have never seen this before. San Jose police shooting their own video and providing it to the media, showing Chief Anthony Mata escorting the officer out of the Internal Affairs office. They blurred his face. However, the DA released this mugshot and identified the officer as 32-year-old Matthew Dominguez, a four-year veteran. He's charged with misdemeanor indecent exposure. Chief Mata released a statement. Last week, I said that when an officer violated the public's trust or engages in criminal conduct, I would personally walk that officer out the door. Today, I did it. According to the criminal complaint, Dominguez was at a home responding to a domestic disturbance, questioning a mother and her daughter when he allegedly began touching himself. The chief alluded to that sexual case at a press conference last week, a press conference that was meant to talk about another officer misconduct involving drug use.
I will not tolerate inappropriate behavior or criminal conduct.
Dominguez has been placed on standard paid administrative leave. The president of the San Jose Police Officers Association released a statement. I am absolutely disgusted by this repugnant allegation that damages the reputation of our profession and department, where 99% of San Jose police officers serve honorably every single day. If this is true, the individual must be held accountable and he should never be allowed to be a police officer ever again. This is the fifth major scandal this year. In late April, a San Jose police officer showed up to the kidnapping scene of baby Brandon, drunk, apparently with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. On May 1st, the coroner revealed San Jose police officer DeJean Packer died of a fentanyl overdose. On May 6th, an off-duty officer was arrested for DUI and crashing into another car in Hayward. And today, we learned an SJPD officer is on leave over allegations of trading a meth pipe for information.
Obviously, this is just the latest one. It's become a drumbeat of serious transgressions by young officers in the San Jose Police Department.
Mayor Sam Liccardo said they will begin negotiating with the union over increased drug and alcohol screening, and that Chief Mata will be announcing some changes in the coming days.
These tend to be very young officers, which tells me there may be something very seriously wrong with whatever we're doing around screening and backgrounding, and we need to figure that out.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Our Katie Nielsen is following up on today's event. She'll have more from the police department at 11 o'clock.
New developments tonight in the kidnapping of a three-month-old in San Jose. More charges have been filed against the two suspects, and here's why. Prosecutors now say Yesenia Ramirez and Jose Portillo tried three times before to abduct the infant, once by pretending to be social service workers. The Santa Clara County DA has added three additional charges of attempted kidnapping. Police say they did succeed on their fourth attempt, Portillo allegedly grabbing the child while Ramirez distracted the grandmother following a shopping trip. The two are being held without bail.
A major shakeup at Twitter, the social media giant firing two top managers and announcing it's pausing most new hiring. Twitter's general manager says he was asked to leave as the company heads in a new direction. Same for the product team leader. Twitter says it's scaling back on most hiring except for critical roles and pulling back on non-labor costs. The news comes after Elon Musk struck a deal to buy the company. But so far, no word if Musk's acquisition was related to any of this. We reached out to Twitter for a comment, but have not heard back.
San Francisco Unified School District is close to naming its new superintendent. Hayward Schools Chief Matt Wayne has been named as the sole finalist for the job, and he's no stranger to the district. Prior to his six-year tenure in Hayward, Wayne was the executive director of SFUSD Elementary Schools. Before that, he worked as a teacher in New York City and a principal in San Jose. Current San Francisco Superintendent Vincent Matthews is stepping down after 5 years in the role. Wayne will, though, inherit a lot of challenges after a rocky year. The district saw three board members recall, protests by teachers over payroll errors and ongoing budget issues following the pandemic.
New at 7, about 100 teachers and school staffers in Daly City are starting to move into new apartments at below market rents. KPIX5's Sharon Chin takes us inside the community that's becoming a model for the nation on affordable housing for educators.
Right now, what you should be working on is your study guide for your test on Friday.
When Westmore High School teacher Lisa Raskin changed careers, she knew she couldn't afford to live alone.
When I decided to go back to school when I was 28 to become a teacher, I had to live with my mom, and I haven't been able to leave for 10 years just because the rents have been so high.
Now she can finally have her own place.
I mean, it feels great. I mean, I feel like an adult. You know, even though I've been an adult for a long time, this now gives me the opportunity to be on my own.
The Jefferson Union High School District is renting out 122 new apartments for educators on Serramonte Boulevard at 60% of market rates. Rent starts at more than $1,300 a month for a one-bedroom and more than $2,300 for a three-bedroom.
Really pretty.
The $75.5 million construction project on the old Serramonte High School site.
The district was the first in the country to pass a bond measure to fund a teacher housing project. Voters gave the okay in June 2018.
With an average salary of $64,000 a year, Superintendent Tony Presta says it's been a struggle to keep employees.
We are the lowest paid high school district in the county by a significant margin. And because of that, we routinely lose staff. About 25% of our staff moves on every year.
About 100 staff members have already reserved their new apartments. About 20 units are left.
We may not be able to pay what some of our neighboring school districts can pay, but young teachers who live or are moving to the Bay Area and can't afford to live here, this is a really big recruiting tool.
It's nice and it is bright.
From the stainless steel appliances to the shared laundry, gym, and play areas.
We wanted to make sure that it felt nice.
School construction director Stephanie Phillips helped create a welcome environment.
I want them to feel like they're home.
Single mom Denise Bibiano can't wait to move in. The Jefferson High office assistant can finally move out of her parents' house and make rent without taking a second or third job.
I was just amazed. It was beautiful just walking in and thinking, wow, I can actually live here.
This really will be a beautiful neighborhood.
Presta says tenants can stay for 5 years, allowing them to save money, maybe enough to buy a home.
All right, you guys, have a good day.
For Raskin, the savings aren't just on rent. She'll also say goodbye to sky-high gasoline costs, since she'll be able to walk between school and her new, more affordable home. In Daly City, Sharon Chin, KPIX 5.
The official ribbon cutting is Friday. The district says the apartments are phase one of a neighborhood plan that includes retail and other housing. Tonight, the 200-acre coastal fire is still burning in Orange County after damaging or destroying at least 20 high-end homes southeast of Laguna Beach. Containment is now at 15%, and tonight, investigators say the flames may have been sparked by power lines.
And earlier today, we got a look at some firefighting equipment we don't see too often. A Coast Guard boat was called in to help fight a grass fire along the Carquinez Strait, giving fire crews on the ground a bit of an assist.
Authorities in Contra Costa County arrested four people suspected of setting nearly three dozen small brush fires over a period of just 48 hours. The fires all flared up over the weekend and stretched from Concord to Antioch, where flames burned dangerously close to some homes.
I was working that day, but my neighbor, he's the one that saw, and he was actually with his hose, he was spraying water because he saw the fire on Saturday. I guess some guy, you know, put up the fire and then he got arrested on Saturday.
And with the fire season, dry season ahead, Confire is urging property owners to take the arson spree as a reminder to clear defensible space.
Meanwhile, California's drought is getting worse by the week. 59% of the state is now in extreme drought, compared with about 40% last week. And longtime candy and ice cream shop in Burlingame is struggling to stay afloat.
Now the community is coming to the rescue. Preston's Candies and Ice Cream took a big hit during the pandemic. Owner Irene Preston says she was looking at a matter of months before she'd have to close down for good. That's when a customer stepped in to put together these rescue boxes. The shop has sold hundreds so far.
I came in here around the holidays to just to buy ice cream.
And Irene was talking with somebody else and said, I heard her over say that she really needed some help.
I'm ordering materials for Halloween and Christmas today.
Well, Preston's is also making online sales, offering a monthly subscription box to try to stabilize their income and their inventory.
After a two-year pandemic pause, in-person graduations are making a comeback. Tonight, Cal State East Bay is honoring the class of 2022, along with 2020 and 2021 grads, who are finally getting the opportunity to walk the stage in front of friends and family.
Earning a degree is a challenge for anyone at any time. But think about what these students have gone through. Having to pivot, having to study at home via Zoom or via remote delivery.
Our Andrea Nakano is at the commencement ceremony right now. We're going to hear from some of the newly minted grads at 11. So congratulations, what, class of 20, class of 21?
Yes.
Class of 22.
Finally getting to toss their cap into the air.
It's a great moment, right?
It's an amazing moment. Congratulations to all the grads. And I know there's going to be more graduations to come this month and next. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.